Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Fading fast, noticing the music in each scene.
ready. I'm ready. I am ready. I am is always ready to inspire, to guide, and direct you. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to hear? Are you ready to hear the music of love in each scene? Are you present? Are you aware? Are you frustrated? Are you angry? Are you mad? Are you just can't seem to get it together? What are you? Who are you being in this very moment? Listen. Listen to the voice of God. Listen to the whispers of God within all that life is. And guess what? The voice sounds just like yours. But don't tell anybody, because they'll get spooked. The voice of God sounds just like yours. So don't ask me, is it God? It's always God. Yes, I am ready to listen. Ricky Byers Beckwith reminding us to be willing to transform now. Now. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. It is a joy, a blessing to have you be here. And those of you that listen to the show right now, which is those of you listen to the show live and archive, because whenever you listen to it, it will be right now. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your emails, your texts, your donations, your love, just your thoughts of love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to welcome all of you. This is Ask Life Coach Ade. That's what you're listening to. Ask, listen, and ye shall receive. Yeah, okay, I like that. Electra, my dear sister friend, how are you doing? You're in the front row today. It is so nice to see you. We welcome all the silent listeners, disguised as guests, those of you on the phone line. Thank you all for being here. Celeste is in the house. Betty is on the way to being in the house, but she's not in the house yet. And Electra, you're going to be my you can be my technical producer. How's the sound coming along right now? So let me know. Life is good. It's getting better. Today's topic. God is trying to tell you something. The question is, are you listening? Are you listening to what God, the Goddess, is speaking to you about? God is holding it right in front of you, like, here, look over here. And you're like, I don't see it. Why is my life like, God's right here. That still small voice. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to make a difference? The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's give you some announcements here. Some great things that are coming up this Friday. For those of you who didn't get a chance two weeks ago, to participate in the Business of Being teleconference that we had on Friday and the webinar on Saturday, here's another opportunity for you to catch it. If you didn't get a chance to be part of it, you have another opportunity. It's this Friday, September 2nd, 2011. It's good that I wrote the date down, because y'all know how I am with date. My life right now is just one, I don't even know if I can say it's one day. It's just one day rolling into another. It's like 1 minute is dark, next minute is bright. So dates just do what they do. Speaking of date, I'll call that. The Business of Being teleconference and webinar this Friday and Saturday. If you're not on our mailing list, the email address is info@thebusinessofbeing.com. Send an email to us. Put in the subject box, transform my business now. We want to transform your business, because you know what? Your isness is your business. And that ain't Ebonics. Because that's all it is. God is. And that isness of God is what's expressing as you. So we're going to support you in doing business with the universe, in looking at life from a different perspective, looking at your business from a different perspective, where you collapse your business and your personal life and everything, where you get to express the truth of who you are in every area of your life. The email address, once again, is info@thebusinessofbeing.com, and put in the subject box, transform my business now. And tomorrow, Wednesday, it's Michelle Brown Stafford is going to be joining us for Conscious Parenting. Tomorrow's topic for Conscious Parenting is educating effective ways to educate boys. We're going to continue the conversation. We started last month. It was very interesting. We didn't get to go into more the different parts that we wanted to touch. So we're going to continue that tomorrow, as well as homeschooling. You know, homeschooling has so many meanings for different people. But tomorrow we're going to talk about homeschooling, how you homeschool, regardless of if you got a degree or not. If you're a caring parent, you are best qualified to educate your children. The education system is changing. But just to create an awareness to see if that's what you want. You know, if that works for you, if that works for your children. Tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, back to the thing about date and time. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Ancestral Blueprints. We are talking about soul time versus linear time. We want to break down. You know, the soul has its own time, and it's just linear time and date. It's right now, it's 12:13, but the soul doesn't deal in that kind of timing. So we're going to break it down tomorrow with Lisa Iverson. I was going to say, and I don't know what I was going to say. Lisa Iverson, the facilitator of Family Constellations, and she's going to be in Atlanta the end of September. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to Lisa's website, lisaiverson.com. LisaIverson.com, and you can just send me an email, ask@lifecoachade.com, ask@lifecoachade.com. You can always tell when I'm multitasking, because that's that doing all kind of stuff. I saw something today, because Lisa's doing a teleconference. Got an email this morning. Let me pull this up. I want to see if it's tonight. I think it is, but maybe it's tomorrow night. I don't know. Let's see. Or not. let's see. The next free teleconference is scheduled for September 8th. Oh, okay. Oh, so that's September 8th. Well, just go to Lisa's website. You find all that information and all the good stuff. So she's also doing a free teleconference. You can find out more about Family Constellations. Yes, and you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. How's life treating you? Hello, beautiful people. It's nice to see you. How's life treating you? What are you dealing with today? What is challenging you? What is one thing that you keep finding that keeps showing up in your world? Is there a way of being? Is something, a habit that you're trying to break? They say the best way to break a habit is to drop it. When you drop it, you break it. Got it? What's moving in your world? What is seeking to be birthed? Because it's all in the questions that we ask. God is trying to tell you something. Are you listening? Are you listening? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I want to read something from the Sacred Yes. The updated version of the Bible. Letter from the Infinite by our dear one, Reverend Deborah Johnson, and who just breaks it down. And this is about listening and getting the answers to the things that you're moving through, growing through. Let's do this, and let's do that. I have to do this. Actually, before I do that, let me do this. So I was led to look at my headphones. The sound sounds funny. Sound gets you. Okay, stop it. Okay, so back to what I was led to do. Listening. When you listen, I thought, let's look at the meaning of that. To give attention with ear. The meaning of listen. Attend closely for the purpose of hearing. listen, to pay attention, heed, obey. Listen, to wait attentively for a sound. So when God, the Goddess, the Spirit, the Source, the Universe, the Christ Consciousness, that still small voice, while it's trying to tell you something, are you listening? Are you waiting attentively for what God is telling you? Because this show, it's really about listening. And spiritual growth and transformation is about listening to the truth within. It's about letting go. It is about surrendering. Surrendering to the genius that we are already. Surrendering to that expansive self that we are. So when we say surrender, it is to let go of your own interpretation. It is to let go of what you think it should be. It is to let go of the idea that you know what it's supposed to look like. But then the mind says, well, if I'm one with God, of course I know what it looks like. Well, yes, you are one with God, and you do know what it's supposed to look like. But are you looking at your life from a broader perspective or from a limited view of personality, the limited view of your five senses? Are you looking at what's going on in your world from, I got to get this right or else people are going to laugh at me, or people are going to think I'm stupid, or people are going to think there's something wrong with me? Oh. Or maybe you heard the voice of the divine, and you're in a setting that doesn't, that in your mind thinks won't want to hear what you're hearing. And you say, no, I'm going to change it. I'm going to water it down. What are you listening to? Are you open? Are you willing? Are you willing to go deeper than deep? Are you willing to go beyond beyond? Let's go to the sacred yes. Church, let's go to the sacred yes. If you turn your Bible to page 125, under the chapter, confess your heart. And we move to the section that says, your answers are in front of, oh, all right, excuse me, church. You stop it. See, stop playing. Like Celeste says to me, Ada, you play too much. Yes, I am the essence of life that plays, that brings joy, that brings laughter, that brings transformation. So yes, to the last day, till I make my transition, I'm going to play my way out of here. Your answers are in front of you, waiting new interpretation. Awaiting new interpretations. Here's what it says in the sacred yes. The answers to the riddles of your life are not in some new information that you haven't seen or thought of before. The answers to the riddles of your life are right in front of you. Stay with that for a minute. Think of what you're dealing with, moving through, growing through, going through right now, that you're seeking answer to or for. And take this statement, the answers to the riddles of your life are right in front of you. They have been staring you in the face all the time. It is not that you need new information. What you need is a new interpretation of what is in front of you. What you need is a new interpretation of what's in front of you. You need to see differently. Excuse me. And how do you see differently? How do you experience this new interpretation? In the sacred yet, it says, ask questions that lead to understanding, not to blame. Ask questions that lead to understanding, not to blame. Ask questions like this. Lord, what would you have me to see or understand now? What would you have me to see or understand now? Just stay with that. Think of what you're dealing with, growing through. Maybe you just want to be more expansive. You want to be more receptive to God. You want to just collapse the separation way, the separation way, if you will, separated way of thinking. That's what I'm looking for. The separated way of thinking. And you find yourself being conflicted and struggling with the duality of oneness. You can simply ask, Lord, what would you have me to see or understand now? Here's another question from the Sacred Yes. I know that there's only one of us here. I like this one. Most people can relate to this. I know that there is only one of us here. So how is this one or that one who is irritating me to death really me? And how am I them? Let me read that again. Yes, in a sense. Yes, I told you it's the updated version of the Bible. I know that there is only one of us here. So how is this one or that one who is irritating me to death really me? And how am I them? Here's another question. All things work together for my good. Lord, show me how to use the good that I know is in this situation for the highest and the best purpose. How long will I have to honor? Let me read that again. How long will I have the honor of experiencing these circumstances, which brings such a fresh new healing perspective to my life? So think about something that just irks you. You've been dealing with it. Maybe it's an illness. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a breakdown in relationship. Maybe you want to get into a romantic relationship, but there's something. You keep attracting the same kind of people. Here's a question. How long will I have the honor of experiencing this circumstance, which brings such a fresh, new, healing perspective to my life? And Lord, is it long enough? You really want to heal. Is it long enough? When you start to seek truth, when you start to seek the revelation of your real, authentic self, when you start to earnestly seek the unity, the harmony, the wholeness of your being in your relationship to all persons, place, and things, you will discover that every moment of every day is magical. Every moment of every day is magical. In the Sacred Yes, there's also another chapter on staying in the living in the moment. It breaks the moment down. But are you in the moment? Because your challenge right now is actually the answer to what you're asking for. Think about that. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. What are you moving through? What are you growing through? Excuse me. And right now I'm growing through clearing my throat. And we want to invite you to do as always, especially you regular listeners. You already do it anyway. But if you've forgotten, just a little bug in your ear. Don't forget to share the show with everybody you know. People you want to know, people you want to meet, your lovers, your haters. You know, we got to go there. The pets, the cats, the birds, the worms, the snakes, anything, anybody, anything and anyone. The whole world. Tell them about Life Conversations Radio right now by going to that global network site that you're a member of. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, StumbleUpon, all kind of stuff. .ning, .iam, .whatever. Just post it. Tell them, come over here, y'all. This is where it's happening. As a matter of fact, tell them, listen, y'all, God is trying to tell you something. And he's... She's speaking through Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Y'all don't want to miss it. Yes. That's the deal. Let's take a break. And we'll be back to go one step deeper. And I can read what's going on in chat room here because Betty's not here yet. I think God is trying to tell me something. Or maybe God's trying to tell Betty something. But one thing is to know that it's okay if Betty's not here, because there's a part of me that's like, where's Betty? But to know that it's okay. So in the meantime, I want to listen to that quiet whisper of God. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's take a break, and let's invite Valerie Joy to download the truth, to help us sing the sacred yes about this thing called listening. And then we're going to come back and talk about forgiveness. There's a clip that I was going to share yesterday, but today is the perfect time, because the reason you don't hear what God is trying to tell you, the reason you don't see the new interpretation, is because your mind is cluttered with old stuff. That's right. Let it go.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
What will it take for you to hear me? And what will it take for me to get through? A quiet whisper is enough for me, but what will it take for you? Must you feel pain in your body?
for me to get through. A quiet whisper is enough for me, but what will it take for you? In the bleakness of your winter, in the purging of your fall, even in the spring and summer, when you think you're the center of it all, I'm there for you when you want to be, even there for you when you're done. I am there before you call me. I come through even when you think I won't. So what will it take for you to hear me? And what will it take for me to get through? A quiet whisper is enough for me, but what will it take for you? Your life to be fulfilled. Must you make it so hard for me? I don't desire that you be angry. I don't rejoice when you're all alone. I created you.
Sacred Yes, Valerie Joy. ValerieJoy.com is where you can find out more about Valerie. She's singing the Sacred Yes, and Reverend Deborah Johnson is writing the Sacred Yes. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. What is God trying to tell you? Are you listening? God is trying to tell you something, Rebecca. So now let's attack what Rebecca says in the chat room here. She says she hung out with an Orthodox Christian from Georgia, as in Russia. She said, it's challenging to hear about sinners and sinning. So for those of us in this spiritual community, when we find it challenging to be with others that they have a different belief system, what is God trying to tell you? God is trying to tell you something, because if you experience something that makes it challenging, God is trying to tell you something. So the question is, what is it? What is God trying to tell you? First of all, when we understand we understand that the word sin means to miss the mark. It's an old English language where the archer pulls the bolt back, and if you miss a sin, when you miss the mark, you just do it again. It's like if you make a mistake, you correct your mistake. Now, when others are trying to tell us, let's talk about relationship. When we say God is trying to tell you something, when people get on your nerves, when people irritate you, God is trying to tell you something. If we say that we're one with the one, that we're one with everything, that we're one with all of life, but somehow our life partner, husbands, wife, children, co-workers can get on our nerves. Let's really think about that. Unless we don't believe we're one with everything. Now, if you say, well, I don't believe I'm one with everything, then, okay, we can talk to that too. But the thing is, when people rub you the wrong way, they're actually giving you the gift to recognize your resistance about life. And you can embrace that resistance. So when it's challenging, and I don't say this from a place of holier than thou, because here's an example for me. Let me use myself as an example, because that's what I do. I can sit with people and talk about the teaching of Jesus and get inspired and, ooh, leave my body. But if someone in the circle start talking about, yes, you know, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I start to feel resistance in my body. I'm like, okay, this is where I get off. And I was challenged by this, like, why? But then it's just my interpretation of that statement. Because we always miss the mark. So we are all sinners. We're always making a mistake. But if God is all there is, which is what we know to be true, because God is all there is, do you really miss the mark? Or maybe you're just given another opportunity to see that there's so much more to life. So when people want to hold a perspective about being a sinner, the best gift I can give them is the gift of listening. It's the gift of hearing their perspective. And in that space of listening, if I'm led to share something that will shift their perspective, then I'll share it. Other than that, I can just say, wow, interesting perspective. And if they ask me, don't you believe we are sinners? Yeah, we do, but God doesn't hold that against me. But then even if they disagree with you, it is okay, because it's simply about having a new interpretation of what is already in front of you. Everything around you right now is speaking to you. And as I said just before the break, the reason we don't hear what we really need to hear, because depending on where you are in consciousness, where you're vibrating, and if you're vibrating in despair, if you're vibrating in depression, if you're vibrating in anger, then you're going to hear something different than if you're vibrating in bliss, in freedom, in empowerment. So where you are determines what you hear. God is always and constantly broadcasting itself through and as you. Why don't we hear it? Because we hold on to old interpretation, which leads to forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful spiritual practices, and it's simple. I talked about forgiveness yesterday. It is simple. It's the desire to want to experience peace. So in forgiving yourself and letting go of the old, because that's what forgiveness is, letting go. Now, we can do the intellectual thing and go back and forth like, well, you know, so I can forgive, but I'm never going to forget. Well, it depending on the energy around your forgetting or not forgetting, I say forgive, but don't forget. Don't forget the lessons that you learned from that experience. Don't forget the gift. Don't forget don't forget that experience caused you to be so much more. But if your forgiveness is saying, I'm a forgiver, like hell, I'm going to forget. They ain't going to do that to me again. Oh, no, I'm never going to let that happen to me again. Then you're on guard. You haven't really forgiven. You're just playing forgiveness. You're playing around with forgiveness. When you forgive, you forget. Forgive. Give in advance. Give from a place of affirmation. Recognize that I am one with the one I am so much more than this. I am powerful, and everything that happens to me is happening for me, as a matter of fact. Because I am willing to go out on a limb here and say, every one of you that are listening to the show today, you are who you are because of the challenges that you went through. Who you are right now, I can tell you to list some of the blessings and the great things that happened in the past year or past 5 years, and like, okay, this happened, and then I'm trying to think. I mean, I've had a lot of blessings, but I just can't think about it right now. But let me ask you, what are the things that happened to you that were so painful? Oh, let me tell you, I got stories. So we remember the things that are so painful because they activated our potential. See, the blessing, sometimes they come, oh, God is so good, it's because I'm spiritual, because I forgave myself. But those challenges that caused you so much pain and so much grief, the relationship that broke you open, you don't forget. And until you release, until you let go, until you forgive, until you surrender into your greater yet to be, you keep repeating the same thing. Betty and I always talk about it. Especially last few days, we've been talking about this. God is trying to tell you something. God is trying to tell you something. Sometimes, Betty and I, well, actually, I think it was last week, while we were talking about the show, we were on the phone talking, and the phone kept getting disconnected. And I was kind of tired, but I wanted to just make the space to listen. And Betty came back on laughing, said, God, trying to tell you something. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, I'm tired. I just need to speak up that I am tired. God is always trying to tell us something. Are you ready to hear? Are you cultivating that receptive awareness? Even if you have a health challenge that you can't seem to just get a hold of, it just keeps coming back. If it's a headache, if it's a pain in your back, God is trying to tell you something. Are you listening? Well, right now, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and here's a piece on forgiveness. Listen differently. Listen with new eyes, with new ears, and be willing to receive the interpretation, the new interpretation. Open your heart.
You know, the most prestigious academic institutions in the United States have now statistically verified that people who attend support groups, that people who practice forgiveness, that people who have more love in their lives, that people who pray and meditate on a regular basis, they are physically healthier.
Marianne Williamson is an acclaimed spiritual teacher and author. Many of her 9 books have become bestsellers. Newsweek magazine has called her one of the 50 most influential members of the baby boom generation. And she has a lot to say about how forgiveness, or the lack of it, affects our health.
So forgiveness, unforgiveness, is a withhold of love. And in that withhold of love, we are armored, and we are defensive, and we're angry, and we are tough. And we know that stress is the greatest contributor to illness. So absolutely, forgiving means you let it go. And as you let go the harshness of those thought forms, as you relax your mind by the letting go of those thought forms, you know, there's a line in the Course in Miracles, do you prefer to be right or do you prefer to be happy? Because you're right. They wronged you. That money was yours. You should have gotten that promotion. He, you know, it was terrible the way he treated you after you were his wife and you had 2 children with him. You can get all kinds of people to agree with you that on a mortal level, they done you wrong. That's not a question. This is not about invalidating anybody's pain, but it is about validating our capacity to move beyond it.
Marianne says doing that requires accepting what happened, forgiving yourself, learning from the experience, and moving on.
You know, if somebody left you 25 years ago and you're still not over it, where's the enemy? Is the enemy just the person who left you 25 years ago? Or is not the enemy also some aspect of your own thinking, which has let 25 years go by and you still haven't gotten over it? And because you haven't gotten it over it, you've become harsher, you become tougher, you become bitter, and that means that you have not been able to attract more love. So forgiveness, because it affects the mind on such a deep level, it affects the heart, it affects the emotions, it affects the psyche. Absolutely, we're done with the obsolete worldview that says that the psyche and the emotions and the spirit and all that has nothing to do with the physical body. That question, the era of data collection is over. Case closed. It's like global warming. We get it now. We know it. If you don't get it, it's just because you haven't caught up. So of course, as forgiveness frees your heart, absolutely, it helps to heal your body.
Perry today, and we're talking about rage, and we're talking about another really important element to this movie, which is forgiveness.
Forgiveness has been a major part of my growth in life and me understanding where I am, forgiveness and God and His blessing. So what's really important to me is that as I tell a story, I don't just make people laugh, but I leave them with something they can use in life.
What's the message you want people to take away about forgiveness in that realm? Because I know you talk about it's not... Forgiveness is not for them, it's for you.
Yeah, and that's what I've learned in life. You know, my father, who I refused to vilify and love him to death, just we had a very rough, my upbringing was very rough with him. And when I got to a point where I could forgive him, my life changed. And in understanding that, in every movie that I do and everything that I've done so far, it's been about letting people know that if you are angry at, and that's where this rage comes from. You know, I was looking at the clip of the lady you're going to talk to in a little bit. It's if you have all this unforgiveness in your heart for situations, it can sit inside of you and make you become someone else. So I know how important it is to forgive for yourself.
Were you bitter? Because I know there was a time in your life, and you've talked about this before, when you were essentially homeless.
Yeah.
And then you got out of New Orleans, you went to Atlanta, you saw some successful people. At some point, you got to realize that you had gotten a pretty bad deal up till then. I mean, what did you do with that anger? You say you don't vilify your dad. How did you get all of that out of you?
He and I had a conversation on the phone once, and I was in Atlanta, he was in Louisiana, and I started screaming and yelling at him, and there was the first time in my life, things that the little boy in me was speaking, I felt like, if here I am as a man at 28 years old at the time, I was saying things to him that I wouldn't dare have said if he was this close to me. But that distance allowed me to say what I needed to say, and that negativity was my fuel. Once I said all of that stuff to him, it was ripped out of me. You know, there's something that left me, and I had to find a way to, I had to reconnect with something else. And this is where God comes into my life, and I say that, I really mean that. It's just, my fuel was negativity, my fuel was anger, my fuel was anything that was just derogatory. Once I forgave him, I had to find a new source. In my teens and 20s, I was angry, but if all you know is anger, all you know is to hold on to, that's your fuel. It is scary to let go.
Credit where credit is due. Marion Williamson was being interviewed by the host of Healing Quest TV. It's Judy Brooks and Olivia Newton-John. Yep, same Olivia Newton-John. And of course, if you want to find out more about Marion Williamson, you can go to her website, marionwilliamson.com. And the Healing Quest TV, you can go to healingquest.tv. And of course, Dr. Phil was interviewing Tyler Perry. DrPhil.com, TylerPerry.com. And this is the Agape Choir, the light chant. Open your heart, let life have its own way. We are the light, we are the way. What is blocking you? What is your understanding of God? Who and what is God? Is God a being out there in the universe? Just mopping out your life, just mapping things out. And say, let's see, let's move Life Coach out over there. Let's move Betty over there. Let's move Electra over there. Let's move Celeste and, Or is God just living out life right now through and as you, without judgment and criticism? 347-426-3346. I'm going to take a call. Okay. Don't you just love that? To hear, you've got to cultivate a receptive awareness. An awareness of receptivity, where you start your day and say, God, what would you have me do today? Who would you have me be today? Who would you have me be in this moment? Sometimes we ask God for an answer, but we want to stay the same. You will not see experience align with the answer that is right in front of your face unless you choose to be different, unless you choose to see differently. And if you feel like your prayers are not being answered, you are not listening to the prayer. You are not listening to the answer. You're holding on to the past. And it's time to forgive. It's time to let go. It's time to say, with my physical eyes, I don't even know what's for my highest and best right now. I'm so distracted. My energy is so out of sync. I don't know. So God, show me. Let's go to Celeste. 347-426-3346 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad. Celeste Morgan, how are you doing? Let's try that again. There we go.
I'm great.
Good, good, good.
But I wanted to tell you that I love this topic, and your yesterday's show was amazing, too. I did listen again. It was very useful. But one of the things that is coming up for me while I'm walking, actually, is how many times I'm able to hear more clearly when I'm out away from the office or my home. And the experiences that I have when I'm on my walks. Like, I met my first bat yesterday.
You said your first bat?
B-A-T.
Flying. Okay, your first one. You mean first one as in your whole entire life? What do you mean the first one?
Yes. City girl.
Okay.
City girl, we don't do bats. But while I was walking, a bat flew over my head 3 times. And was swooping, and something inside me was just like, don't be afraid. And I'm like, but yo, that's a bat. I've never seen a bat before. What am I going to do with this? And there's my flesh, my physical self going like, whoa, I know I'm chilled out usually, but I'm like, I don't know what to do with a bat. I have never seen a bat. Do I run? And all I heard was, stand still. And what do you know about bats? Even if you've never encountered one, what do you know about a bat? Just breathe. And let that message come through.
Exactly.
And what came through was rebirth.
That's right. That sure is. Go ahead. Keep talking. Rebirth.
Yeah, that symbolizes rebirth in Native American cultures and a lot of shaman cultures. So when you see a bat, it's actually a blessing. But if, you don't have that piece to pull from, let me talk about me. If I didn't have that piece to pull from, if I wasn't able to listen to my still voice telling me to be still, what do you know? This is a good thing. This is a blessing. I would have been a crazy woman, and no telling what that bat would have done. But it was cool. It swooped 3 times. I went on my way, and that number for the medicine cards is 42. I pulled the crow, which is 24, on Sunday. So there's a lot of messages around sacred law and rebirth and being prepared and listening. So I want to thank you for today's show because you're in alignment with the bats.
Yeah, I'm hanging with the bats. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you for dropping the numbers and keep doing what you're doing. It is about listening, as Celeste said. Everything that happens to us is happening for us, actually. When we listen and say, what's the meaning of this? We realize the bat represents rebirth. It does. And it's about letting go of the old ways that doesn't suit you anymore, to let it go so you can become new. So even when we say, well, I already hear it, I already know, but then sometimes we find ourselves repeating the same habit, we're experiencing the same challenge, this conversation is about rebirthing. So the bad consciousness and totem is all in here. The new interpretation of what's already in front of you. The sacred yes says the answer's already here. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line. We have Glowing Gooch. She's here listening, chilling. I pluck it hard. It's nice to see you. Nahali, Silent Listeners, Ocean Diva, Rebecca, Tamara Joy, Electra, a.k.a. Virtual Office Center. Welcome, welcome. Thank you all for being here. Betty's in the house. Alyssa's in the house. Donna's in the house. What is God trying to tell you in this very moment? What are you feeling? What are you sensing? And the thing is, earlier I was talking about, you know, having a new understanding of who and what God is. When we let go, when we forgive the idea, when we let go of the idea that we can do it wrong, we are free to embrace the new. When you let go, as Celeste was sharing, when you let go of the fear and you choose love, you recognize that the bat is a gift. You recognize when you encounter an animal, an insect, a plant, or something that seems out of the ordinary that just comes at you. It's like the universe is sending you a message. God is trying to tell you something through children, through strangers, through the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, through the news. God is trying to tell us something. Through all that's going on in the world, God is trying to tell us something. Not this God outside and somewhere in some universe, is, you know, like I said, just moving things around. God is energy. It's balancing itself. A new consciousness, a new awareness is upon us. And all of us are part of this movement. We are the catalyst. We are causing the earthquake and the hurricanes. I don't care if it's seasonal or not, because people go crazy in summertime. Woo, bring it on. And we bring it on. As above, so below. As within, so without. No separation. The duality of oneness. So when we start looking at our lives as ways through which God communicates to us, we recognize that every moment, every day is magical. Doesn't matter if we're in a meeting, if we're signing a contract, if we have a business and we're not quite bringing the kind of money we want to bring in, or we're looking for a job. You know, on Spiritual Tag Team with Betty that we do every first and second Wednesday. I think it was the last one we did where people were talking about work. And I remember the gentleman who called looking for work, but he just wanted any kind of job. And it is what it is, because there are no mistakes in God. But as Betty was saying to me, you're not looking for an ordinary job, because you're not that ordinary kind of person. So sometimes we look for work trying to fit in into other people's idea of what we should do, but it doesn't work out. And then we say, God is not answering my prayer. And God is saying, what prayer? I'm answering your prayer. You ain't listening to the answer. You praying to God, and you're listening to family members, society, the news, this so-called expert of how you should go about living your life. Listening to God can be dangerous too, you know. Ooh, you listen to God? Can you imagine telling people, I listen to God, God told me? People freak out when pastors and preachers say, God told me. Everybody wants to dissect that. Well, God didn't tell me. It really doesn't matter. Of course, God tells all of us. The preacher, the minister just devotes his time to listen because he knows that's part of his duty. Some of us get caught up in the distraction and the noise. There's really nothing wrong, you know. There are no mistakes. Everything is perfect right now. Right this very moment. Everything is perfect. I don't care if you're talking about, oh, it looks like a conspiracy theory. Or it looks like the government is trying to do this. It looks like, you know, there's war everywhere. Everything is perfect. I have a theory about a conspiracy theory. The whole universe is conspiring to give you a new theory about life. Chew on that. We spend so much time trying to change the external world where you are the catalyst to shapeshift. You are the answer to your own prayer. In this moment, all is well. In this moment, God is good. In this moment, you're perfect. In this moment, you can tune in and tap into your authentic self. In this moment, you can choose and align with the abundance that is yours and see that the money that you need, the money in the world is all yours. In this moment, you can choose harmony in your relationship. There's no yes, but. In this moment, you're perfect health, regardless of what your body is going and growing through. In this moment, you are complete. You are whole. You are fulfilled. In this moment, you are on purpose. In this moment, right now. So when we, I don't know what my purpose is. No, in this moment, you're doing just what you're supposed to do. Everything is perfect just as it is. If you can align with that, if you can accept that, if you can be with that, that you're a perfect emanation of God, you're a perfect light, that there are no mistakes right now, you will transform your life. Even if everything around you is suggesting something differently. Even if your bank account is telling you, what are you talking about, you're abundant right now. Even if when you go to bed, it's just you and you need someone to hold you. You're in love with love right now. And when you believe it, when you embody it, you will see it in your external world. And the thing is, when you embody, you're not looking for it. And it's usually when you're not looking for it, that stuff that flocking to you. It's like when you're in a relationship, when you're not in a relationship, you know, it's like, what's going on? It's like people aren't talking to you, can't find the right person. Everybody you meet don't seem to align with you. You may even trip about it sometimes. But the minute you find your perfect one, the one you say is perfect for you, other folks start coming out of the woodworks. You're like, where were you when I was alone? Where were you when I was crying myself to sleep? Like, ooh, if you had come a month early, I would have been with you. Because when you let go of the resistance, and you're trying to get and look and you surrender. And that's what happens when you feel like you got what you want. When you buy a car, you find maybe they have a better deal somewhere else, and you're mad you didn't see it before you bought the car you had. When you bought a house, you realize there's another deal going on in another subdivision, and it's better than what you had. But no, it's not to trip. It's to know that right now, all is perfect, and you have the perfect house. You're in the perfect relationship. You have the perfect car. You have the perfect life. Your life cannot be anything but perfect because you're an expression of who and what God is. Hello? Betty, back me up on this one. Back me up. Back me up, Betty. Just go wherever you want to go. Hey, Betty, how are you?
I am doing fantastic.
Good.
I'm loving this. God is trying to tell you something because I've been using that statement to people all week, especially to Ade. When something goes wrong. You know, I just want to add my two cents and say I think one of the biggest misconceptions, and people don't send me hate mail when I'm about to say, but it's one of the biggest misconceptions is when people say, I'm waiting for God to tell me what to do. I'm waiting for God to direct my life. I had a gentleman who came some time ago to see me, and he had a business, and he closed that business down, and after 2 years, he decided he wanted to give it a shot again with his partner, who was having a whole lot of problems and a whole lot of troubles, and he said, and I said, well, where do you see this business going? What do you want from this business? He says, I'm not sure. I don't really know. He says, but I've decided now to let God tell me, and then I will work at doing what God tells me to do. And I said, you know, What if I told you God wanted you to tell him what you wanted, and he will supply the tools and everything for it to get done? I said a lot of us are waiting for God to tell us what to do, how to go, how to be. And he's sitting back and saying, why would I do that? That's infringing upon your free will. That's saying that this is what I want from you. That's enabling you not to use your own power, your own strength. I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is tell you, you create what you want. You tell me what you, where you want to go. Tell me the path you want to go down. And then I will supply the things to do it. The guy then said, well, I have learned in church, and I've learned all over, that, you know, God's will is your will. God, you know, what about God's will? You know, doing God's will. And I said, it's impossible not to do God's will. This is something else we have to understand. If God is expressing himself through you, then it is impossible for you not to be doing God's will. But this is what I'm going to say that might, you know, drop a few jaws. You can never do God's will. That's impossible. God's will is so far out there that probably in 20 lifetimes you couldn't complete and do God's will. So why would he put you in that circumstance, in that situation? So I tell people that one of the things that God often is trying to tell people is, tell me what you want. Tell me what you choose. Tell me, give me a starting point. I can do it for you, but I'm enabling you if I do that. It's like a mother, I'd be like a father or a mother not letting the child use their own power or brain and just dictating to them how to do everything. Then are you really doing it for you, or are you doing it just for me? God don't want to do anything for you. He has everything you'll ever need. Never one. You can never give God nothing that he don't already have. But the purpose of us being on this glorious earth is for us to experience life, and God gives us the tools to do that. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, I tell people God is trying to tell you something. Indeed, if you see things happening over and over again with your life, with your business, and you find yourself constantly saying, God, you know, your will be mine, and it's still not happening, sit back and listen to what he's really trying to say. No, your will be mine. So you tell me what you want. And that's when you're going to see things shifting. And this guy, you know, all of a sudden he got a light bulb over his head, because we are not separate from God. And he talks to us 24 hours a day. But we are listening to the wrong things, because we've been taught that we must do everything for God. We must be everything for God. And God's sitting back in heaven, wherever he's at, or the cosmos, you know, flicking his finger going, well, if that's your belief system, there's nothing I can do. But why don't you just try for once? Why don't you just try for once to put yourself in the driver's seat? Just for once, and then tell me where you want to go. Or actually put yourself in the passenger seat. Let me flip that. And let God be in the driver's seat and say, no, God, take me here, take me there. Oh, and here's, you know, take me over here. I want to try that. And let him take you. Don't wait for him. So that is one big message I feel that we are not hearing when God speaks to us. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you. I want to augment what you're saying a little bit, because, you know, even that whole thing about and you hold on to your hymn, for me, it's like this whole thing about God as us. I really believe this thing, this universe, this source, this divine intelligence called God seeks to express itself. And when you talk about God's will and my will in Course in Miracles, I think it's a chapter on, I think it's on projection, and I've tried to pull it up, but I couldn't find it on Google here. But it's like God's will and my will are the same, because as human beings, well, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, the will of God is for us to be prosperous happy, joyful, create. You think of all the fruits of the Spirit. And so for me, when people say they're waiting on God, I would say that sometimes the waiting could be different, even because there are times, you and I even said it while we talked during the break, and that's for me, that's you waiting on God's will, if you will, when you said, nothing's bubbling up for me right now. I think sometimes some people wait on God because they wait on God from a place of giving away their power, thinking they have to wait in God. I don't know what they think God's going to do, so I'm not going to try to kind of go there. But there's another waiting that comes from a place of receptivity. Like, I know when I'm doing my show, I'm always listening and feeling what's coming through me, even before the show. So there's different, if you were, oh, I like this. There could be, maybe there's a spiritual waiting to kind of differentiate this waiting. There's a waiting that comes from an intellectual perspective, and there's a waiting that comes from a spiritual space. So, for example, just be more personal here, Betty. You know, you're creating a space now to receive a new laptop. And from a place of spiritual waiting, you can just say, you know, I'm going to be led to the perfect store, or just open myself up. Or you can just walk into Best Buy or wherever and just pick up one. So what you're saying just brought that up for me, the whole thing about waiting.
Right. But for me, there is no separation of the two. Spirit is spirit is spirit is spirit. Whether you want to put it in categories, whether you want to say it's this way or that, it's like energy is energy is energy is energy. You can break it down into many categories as you want, but it's still the same thing. Whether I'm waiting with spirit, whether I'm waiting from another perspective, it's still the same energy coming from God, and it's coming through me. I am still, yes, I am waiting on God's will, because it's impossible for me not to, no matter what I do. No matter what I do, that's the whole purpose, the whole point of my thing. When people say I'm waiting for God's will, it's impossible for you to do anything and it not be God's will.
I agree with you on that. And let me read this to you. And it's funny because as I went back to this page from the Course in Miracles, I'm going to read this. And it's like, great. When you were saying spirit is spirit is spirit is spirit. It says in the Course in Miracles, waiting is possible only in time. But time has no meaning. You who may delay can leave time behind, simply by recognizing that neither beginnings nor endings were created by the Eternal, who placed no limit on His creation, nor upon those who create like Him. So what you're saying, this whole thing about you can never make a mistake, there's no need to wait, you're always in God, which is what I was saying, right now we are what we seek to be. So I definitely get that. I definitely get what you're saying, and that's the thing. I always say, when you seek to define God, when you seek to define love, when you seek to define spirituality, you limit the whole experience. So in a way, it may sound like you disagree, but we're really saying the same thing, but just different perspectives.
No, we're saying the same thing, but that's why, you know, 50,000 people, you know, say the same thing. You know, when it comes to A Course in Miracles, a person wrote that book, and God spoke to that person. The same way He speaks to every person in here. No book we read out of, including the Bible, is law. It's what was written and meant for whoever reads it to obtain and get at that time. And so, you know, there are things I might read in A Course in Miracles that don't resonate with me. But, you know, but when like minds come alike, we'll say it, but it's the same thing. We're saying the same thing. We're not really saying it differently. Yeah. I'm just saying it in a different way that maybe some people can understand a little better. It was something, like you said, I didn't have nothing bubbling up into me until you started talking, and I'm listening again.
I'm an inspirer of bubbles. I activate
and
bubbles.
And then all of a sudden, you can call it the will of God, if you truth, you can call it higher self bubbling up. Whatever you choose to call it, it is the will of God. It's inseparable. I'm going to forever believe that. Had me say it that way and put it out in that form. So
I want to read this. Thank you. Your conversation actually led me to A Course in Miracles, and I'm going to read this. Thank you, Betty. So trustee, you're going to join us in the chat room tomorrow. I see it. I accept
I know, because I'll be at home, and I have both my computers at home. I just can't travel with my laptop right now, so.
Okay, good.
I'll be in the chat room tomorrow.
All right, Betty. Thanks, Betty. Let's see. I'm going to come to you, Tamara, but I want to read this real quick. Let's go here. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8-347-426-3346. Slow down. There's no need to rush. Time is all yours. Time is just meaningless. Okay, so here's something I wanted to read. Where is it? I just saw it. Okay. The laws, this is from The Course in Miracles. The laws of the universe does not permit contradiction. The laws of the universe does not permit contradiction. What holds for God holds for you. That's that whole thing about the will of God and my will here. What holds for God holds for you. If you believe you are absent from God, you will believe he's absent from you. Ooh, I can stop right there. Thank you, Betty, for bringing that into awareness. Infinity is meaningless without you, and you are meaningless without God. There is no end to God and his Son, for we are the universe. God is not incomplete, and he's not childless, because he did not will to be alone. He created a son like himself. Do not deny him his son, for your unwillingness to accept his fatherhood has denied you yours. For your unwillingness to accept his fatherhood has denied you yours. See his creation as his son, for yours were created in honor of him, one with the one. The laws of the universe does not permit contradiction. Don't get caught up in the fatherhood and the motherhood. And the Course in Miracles, it's if you really want some raw steak, if you really want to just go down and want to go beyond the duality and hang with love, the Course in Miracles will take you there. Let's go to Tamara, joyful Tamara Joy. How are you doing, my sister friend? Oh, let's try this again. What is
yeah,
really going?
Thinking about this conversation of what is God trying to say to you? And I can really relate to it in a couple ways. I have, on my husband's side, there are a lot of fundamentalist Christians. And I noticed in the past when we've talked to them and they're telling us they're praying for us and will we be saved and kind of basically saying we have the way and you don't, that there's a tightness in my stomach that happens and I get emotional. I've gotten emotional. And it's the same reaction I've had that I've talked about in your on your show before when people are, like when Reverend Beckwith or other people in the community are saying, don't eat meat, don't eat meat. This is the way, that's not, eating meat is bad or wrong or a negative. And I get the same reaction. And I think for me what God is saying is, when are you going to trust the God nature in yourself? When are you going to trust that you know what's best for your body? That you can hear them say that and go, okay. And for me, meat is so helpful to me. And so for me, when I have that reaction, it's telling me that I'm not trusting my own instincts. I'm not trusting the expression of God. I'm thinking somebody else knows better than I do.
Because
if I didn't feel that way, I could just listen to somebody spouting off, you're a sinner, you're going to hell, or any other thing, and I'd go, oh boy, that's interesting, and I'd smile. Or I'd say, okay, you know, I hear that it's helpful for you not to eat meat, and it's interest, you know, just find it interesting that they're trying to change me. But if I feel strong in what I know to be true in my life, I wouldn't have to have an emotional reaction or tighten up or get angry.
There's so much freedom in that, isn't it?
I mean, I have been like, oh, I got to cut back meat, and I cut back meat and cut back meat. And there's this one day I was just flattened, and then I ate this hamburger, and I felt I literally felt my energy rise.
You saw the face of God by eating the hamburger. You're like, oh.
I felt God in the hamburger, baby. So it was like, okay, this is so clear. This is so clear. Trust what you know for yourself.
That is.
And then people can pray for me or think I'm going to hell or because my daughter's gay, she's going to hell. Okay. Then I can just smile about it because I know who I am.
That when you know who you are, you don't even have to fight. You don't have to defend or nothing. Thank you, Tamara.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Getting ready to release the show. I appreciate that. And those of you that think somebody's going to hell because of their actions, their behavior, their sexual orientation, guess what? and you become that that you criticize, and you might be there with them. Like, whoa, what the heck did I get here? Ooh, I want to leave this with you again from A Course in Miracles. What holds for God holds for you. There is no separation. Listen to people you listen to. Read the books. Listen to the CDs. Watch the DVDs. Watch the documentary. But listen to the God within. Let your God of your understanding speak to you. God is seeking to birth itself through and as you. There are no mistakes in God. All is truly well right now. There are no contradictions in the universal law. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Continue to share the show with your friends, your family, and even the meat eaters, the vegetarians, the vegans, whatever. It's all God. And if you disagree, it's okay. Be okay with your disagreement, but you don't have to be defensive about your point of view. All is truly well because there is only love. Only love. On that note, I wasn't thinking of playing a song. Let me find a song to play. But now I'm just going to do this. Remember this. When you get confused, when you don't hear, when you're feeling tight, remember this.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
I am free. I am wonderful. I am whole. Carly Jackson. You can find it on Facebook. You are free to be you right now. Be all that God is. As you in this moment. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.